Okay, so our podcast is officially over, so thank you for joining our podcast and listening to our thoughts on the As You Like It Scene 3.
We appreciate all the listeners out there, and yeah, have a great day.
Yeah, and don't forget to head on over to www.crocs.com and use code Roslyn for 20% off. Thank you for tuning in to Breaking It Down with Danny Kinsey, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Commercial break.
Okay, so today is National Recycling Day. Now we'd like to talk about recycling. So recycling is great for our ecosystem, and we should recycle every day. It will save the lives of the turtles and all the sea animals, so save the turtles.
And go over and purchase some metal straws and use them instead of plastic straws and save your environment. Because we all live on this earth, we need to take care of it.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to jump back to when we were talking about Roslyn being manipulative to Orlando. So Orlando truly loves Roslyn, and Roslyn lying to him like that and manipulating him is very sad because he truly loves her.
Yeah, it's really deceitful because I don't think that she really knows that, or she's questioning Orlando that he truly loves her. And that's why when she saw him in the forest and he was having those poems, she really kept questioning if he actually loved her. Like he wrote down in the poems and he said, yes, he truly loves her. But she still didn't really tell him the truth and expose herself to him.
Yeah, and she doesn't give it back to him. And these sort of feelings are kind of sad.
Yeah. For our final segment, we're going to talk about why it was a good plan for Roslyn to dress as a man to travel to the forest, her and Celia. And I think that it was a good plan because back in older times, men were more respected, and they kind of still are, and dressing up as a man made it safer for her to travel there because no one really would approach them to try and kidnap them or rob them. And I think that it was a good plan. And what do you think, Danny?
So when they went into the forest, there was only Roslyn, Celia, and Touchstone. And Touchstone was the only male there. So Roslyn dressing up as a man and having two men is very intimidating. So having Roslyn dress as a man was very, very wise of them to do because it protected them.
Yeah. I think that it was smart and safer, especially back then, because women are seen as weak and, like, couldn't really defend themselves.
Yeah.
But I would like to know how no one else figured out it was her, because she can't really change her voice too well. So I wonder how the people around her, like Orlando and Phoebe and Sylvius, didn't know that it was a girl.
Maybe they're just dumb.
Probably.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, I just think that it was really smart of her and Celia to figure out and do that. And that's the end of segment 3.
I am back from the bathroom. And so our next segment will be on the consequences of lying based on what Roslyn has done. So Roslyn has dressed up as a man and has lied to people about it. because of who she is. But though it protected her from people, it affected the people around her. So first off, we would like to discuss about how Phoebe, who was Sylvius's lover, has now fallen in love with Rosalind in her man disguise. Kenzie, how do you feel about this?
I think that it was smart to dress up as a man while traveling to the forest, but then once she got there, she shouldn't have done it anymore because it made Phoebe, who Sylvius liked, fall in love with her male persona. And when she will get exposed eventually, because all lies surface and become truths after a while, Orlando will probably be upset with her and not want to be with her.
Yes, I agree. Though it was smart of her to dress up as a man, it shouldn't have continued on.
Yeah, she should come true to all the people she's lied to, because when she met face-to-face with Orlando in the forest and asked him about the poems he put up, she was dressed as her male persona and should have told Orlando who she really was then.
Yes. So that is the end of our segment of the consequences of lying.
Hello, Rosalind, and welcome to Breaking It Down.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you some quick questions, if that's okay.
All right.
Okay, number one, how do you feel towards Orlando?
I like him.
Okay. What do you like most about him?
I like how he looks.
Okay. What do you want to change about him?
I would like for him to change his foolishness, and I would like to change of how his personality is.
Why do you want to be with him if you don't like his foolishness?
Because I think he looks nice.
Do you think it's okay to change him?
Yes. He needs a few upgrades. And I liked him at first, but there's some improvements he needs to make.
Well, I hope it works out for you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And now on to our next segment. For our first segment, we will discuss some of Rosalind's manipulative behavior and should you change the aspects of someone that you like. If you have read the play up to Act 3, by now you've seen that Rosalind and Orlando have been flirting with each other. What do you think about it, Danny?
Well, I think Rosalind should like Orlando for who he is.
If that's right. I don't know what we're saying. It shouldn't change him.
Yeah.
To be how she wants him to be. Yeah. And I think that Rosalind is being very manipulative towards Orlando. Because in the beginning, she said that she liked how he looked and that his personality wasn't what she liked, but she would change it.
Yeah.
So, now we're going to have a quick interview with Rosalind and her behaviors towards Orlando and see what she thinks.
And I'm going to the bathroom, so.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Crocs. Have your feet ever hurt after a long day? We have the solution for you. Crocs are made out of a flexible foam called Croslite. So head on over to www.crocs.com and use code Rosalind for 20% off your first purchase. Again, that's www.crocs.com and use code Rosalind for 20% off your first purchase. Now back to the regularly scheduled podcast.
Hi. Welcome to Breaking It Down with Danny
and Kenzie.
Today, we are talking about As You Like It, Scene 3.
We will be discussing the underlying messages in Shakespeare's play, specifically in Act 3. and coming up first, should you change the characteristics of someone you like? But first, we have a commercial break.